friends and radio listeners, welcome to this R.G. Hardy program as we proclaim souls are crying, men are dying, so we must work to win the lost at any cost. This is Sister Sharon Knotts, and I'm excited to share today's message with you. You can't go higher till you've come through the fire. A powerful word of encouragement God gave me to speak to His people. If you've been under satanic attack or feel that your gifts and ministry have been hindered and the fiery trials are intensifying, don't despair. This message is for you. I'll be back at the close of the program to tell you how you can get your copy of You Can't Go Higher Till You've Come Through the Fire.
And I want you to see what Nebuchadnezzar said. Then Nebuchadnezzar spoke and said, "Blessed be the God." And this is what God will get the glory. "Blessed be the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, who have sent his angel and delivered his servants." Now remember when he said up front, "Who's the God will deliver you out of my hand?" Well, he found out. Here's what I want you to see. "Delivered his servants that trusted in him, and have changed the king's word, and yielded their bodies that they might not serve nor worship any god except their own God." Now Nebuchadnezzar has done a 180-degree turn. He is now glorifying the God, and he's saying, "Blessed be God, because these young men," what is the key? There's one word in this whole 28th verse is the key to their victory. One word. Don't be afraid to say, what is it? Trusted. It all boils down to trust. The devil can scream, hoop, and holler. He can plot, plan, scheme. He can have the fiery furnace. He can be having people out there building scaffolds and to hang you on. He can be getting the lions, putting them on a fast for 30 days to get them get good and hungry. While the devil's doing all that stuff that he does, he's getting in the boss on the job, giving you a hard way to go. Your coworker, he's getting in your unsaved loved one. He's getting in your kids. He's getting in everybody while the devil's doing all that stuff. You've just got to hold steady. You just got to trust. You got to focus on God. If you start looking to those things, if you see Nebuchadnezzar, when he starts looking like some demon-possessed person, you start listening to what's coming out of his mouth, you'll start shaking in your shoes. But when you just say, I'm going to trust in the Lord. I'm going to lean on the Lord. I'm going to trust in my God. I know that he will bring me through. This is the key. You got to trust. Even when you pass the test and the fire gets hotter and the test gets worse, don't complain. Don't murmur. Don't gripe. Don't go doubting and speaking negatively. Don't do that. Hold your tongue. If you got to do this, because the devil don't understand that. Better yet, start speaking in holy tongues, because he don't understand that either. Whatever you do, don't fear. Don't run. We are never, ever commanded to run. You'll never find it in the Bible that we're ever to run from the devil. We're supposed to stand and resist the devil. And he, who does the running? The devil does the running. We do the standing. We do the resisting. We do the casting out. And he does the fleeing. Amen. And don't get it mixed up. Know what your role is to do. You don't run away in the test because of fear. Don't ever run because of fear, because you'll make a mistake. You'll run through the wrong door. You'll go the wrong way. You'll get yourself in a worse mess. The devil has a snare out there and you're running. You're not going to see it. You stand and face it. You put on the whole armor of God. The Bible says, having done all to stand, stand therefore. Take that shield of faith. What is it going to do? It's going to quench all the fiery darts of the enemy, all the lies, all the things that he's doing, all the things that he's saying, all the feelings. The devil, he loves you to feel. Oh, just feel, because if you feel something, you'll go with your feelings. You've got to get the victory over your feelings. If he knows that he can push you around with your feelings, he will have you like a puppet. He'll be up there he'll just be pulling the strings and have you all over the place. You don't go by how you feel. You can be scared. See, but that feeling comes, and that fear comes, and that oppression comes. What are you going to do? You're going to face it. The only way to conquer fear is to face it. The only way is to do it afraid. If you're trying to wait till you're not afraid, it's not going to happen. I have rebuked the devil through chattering teeth. I have rebuked the devil when I couldn't hardly get my voice. And you know, I heard last night, I was listening to a DVD that my sister-in-law sent me, Cheryl. She sent me a DVD, and Judy Jacobs was on there. And I think most of you know Judy Jacobs. And I have never thought about this before. And she was saying how that, you know, a lot of times when you get attacked by the devil or fear comes on you, what happens? You can't speak. How many know you lose your voice and you can't talk and nothing's coming out and you can't speak? Why? Because your authority is expressed through your voice. And if you can't speak, if you can't rebuke the devil, then he's not going to run. So he's trying to keep you from being able to speak. And I have been trying to rebuke the devil. And I mean, it's like, in the name. But let me tell you something. I don't quit. I keep up. And after a while, I'm saying, in the name of Jesus. So you've got to stand. And don't be afraid. Because the Bible says when God brought the children of Israel out of Egypt, and they were so happy, they were shouting and singing until what happened? Until all of a sudden they faced the Red Sea. Then they didn't know what to do. Here's the Red Sea and here's Pharaoh. And they got all shook up. Whoa, you brought us out here to die. Couldn't we have just died in Egypt where we had graves? And Moses said, oh my God, what am I going to do? God said, you go out there and you tell the children of Israel, stand still. And you will see the salvation of the Lord. And God told another prophet way down later in 2 Chronicles. Remember when Jehoshaphat had all of the enemy come against him, and they were all shook up because they were outnumbered. What God anointed one of the singers in the choir. He was a choir member. He was a son of Asaph, a Levite, which means he was a singer. The sons of Asaph were the choir members. And he stood up. The Bible says the Spirit of God came upon him. And he stood up and he said, thus saith the Lord unto the people of God, stand still and hold your peace, and you will see the salvation of the Lord. And that's what you've got to do. The devil brings feelings because he wants you to run. But you've got to stand still. And when you do, he will bring you out. And so we know because they trusted in the Lord, they were promoted. And some of you are in the fire yourself. And you're thinking, oh, what am I going to do? Let me tell you, Job said, though he slay me, yet I will trust him, for I shall come forth as pure gold, for he knows the way that I take. And when he has tried me, I will come forth as pure gold. Because you can't go higher till you come through the fire. How many say amen? And I'm going to close with 1 Peter 1:5-7 and 1 Peter 4:12. You know them by heart. Beloved, think it not strange concerning the fiery trial of your faith, as though some strange thing has happened unto you, because this thing has happened to you for a reason, that the trial of your faith may be more precious than gold that is tried by fire, though it perishes. God wants to bring you out. He wants to promote you, but he can't promote you until you come through the fire. And that's why he's saying, don't question it. Don't wonder why you are exhausting vital energy that you need to take that energy and focus it against your enemy. How many say amen? You're in the trial for a reason. It's a good one. God will teach you in the fire. He will show you things in the fire. But when you come out, you'll be ready to be promoted. And God wants to do things in our lives. And so he allows us to go in the fire for a reason. Do not ever be afraid of the fire. I'm not saying like it. I'm telling you, I hate it. I would be a liar if I said otherwise. I've told God more than once, I hate it when you put me in the fire. But I know it's good for me, Lord. So help me. Help me to come through this thing and learn and what you're trying to teach me, and let my faith be stronger coming out than it was coming in. I don't want to waste this experience. I want my promotion. How many say amen? And I know that if God allows me to go in the fire, it's because he knows I have what it takes to get through it. God is never going to put you somewhere that he's not going to bring you out. Do you believe it tonight? How many want to go higher? How many are not afraid of the fire? I lost some hands. So you say, I got to pray about that. And you will. You will, I promise you, you will. Come on, stand on your feet here tonight. Amen. Wherever you are here tonight, whatever situation you're in tonight, whatever you're facing tonight, if you feel like you're in the truly the fiery trial of your faith, God purifies your faith. To God, your faith is the most precious thing that you have. Without faith, it's impossible to please God. Without faith, we cannot trust the Lord. As I tried to explain to you a week ago, trust goes beyond faith. Faith is the beginning. Faith, you can do faith. Just God lets you feel good. I can do faith when I feel good. Trust is when you don't feel good. Trust is when the devil's there talking to you. Trust is when everything is going opposite and you stand. That's trust. So you start with faith and you go forth to trust. And he said it was those who trust him are able to come through the fire. How many say amen?
Amen. I trust you've been blessed by this devil-chasing message. You can't go higher till you've come through the fire. God wants to promote you, and he will set you up to make room for your gifts, just like he did Daniel, who was a captive in Babylon. But God used him to interpret the king's dreams, and as a result, he was promoted to governor over the whole province. And Daniel did not forget his brethren, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. He had them promoted to high positions as well. This is recorded in Daniel 2:49. But in Daniel 3:30, we read that Nebuchadnezzar promoted them again. But something happened between promotions 1 and 2. The devil got mad and stirred up jealous spirits and had them thrown into the fiery furnace and heated it up 7 times hotter. The thing is, God didn't stop it. But that's okay, because if God promotes you, Satan can't demote you. And if you do get thrown into the fire, God will not only bring you out unharmed, but like Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, he'll promote you again, because you can't go higher till you've come through the fire. So don't think it strange concerning the fiery trials of your faith. Satan always attacks those next in line for a promotion. I know that this message will help you to know how you can act and respond while you're in that fiery trial. This message is available on CD for your love gift to the radio ministry of $10 or more. Ask for offer 125 CD, or if you prefer audio tape, 125 T. Send your request to R.G. Hardy, P.O. Box 1744, Baltimore, Maryland 21203. Remember, for your love gift of $10 or more and requesting offer 125 CD or 125 T, you can have your copy of this powerful message, You Can't Go Higher Till You've Come Through the Fire. And if you would like us to stand with you in the prayer of agreement concerning your fiery trials or any other need that you have in your life, please include your personal prayer request, and we will be happy to stand with you in prayer. Send your request to R.G. Hardy, P.O. Box 1744, Baltimore, Maryland 21203. Or if you prefer, you may order from our e-store at rghardy.org.